朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这个生命
But this life,
就是那一天从阴间胜过一切死亡权势，为我们升到高天的那个生命。
But this life is the same life that rose out of the grave and ascended on high.
如果那个生命在2000年前把整个阴府的权势都翻掉了，
And if that particular life has undo the entire power of death that day.
今天这个生命在我们的身上中为什么显得这么软弱？
So why is it if this life is in you and in me, why are we still such weakness, such a weak state?
所以主要问我们，你信这话吗？
So the Lord has to ask the question, do you believe this?
他告诉我们要晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
So he says you need to know the truth because the truth will set you free.
如果我们不知道耶稣已经复活了，
If you do not know Christ is risen,
如果我们只是表面上接受这件事情，
If on the surface you simply accept this truth,
而我们没有进到复活的实际里去的话，
If you have not entered into the reality of the resurrection,
我们会继续活在软弱中。
You will continue to live in the
我们会继续活在各样的瑕疵、跌倒、犯罪里面。
You will continue to live in bondage. You will continue to live in failure and live in your sin.
我们会活在很多无能为力的里面。
We will live in a state of feeling helplessness.
但是基督今天借着复活重生我们。
But Christ, through the resurrection, has given us new birth.
把一个全新属天、完全得胜的生命赐给了我们。
A life that is victorious, that's completely overcome, is now in us.
底下让我们有活泼的盼望。
So now we will have a living hope.
今天一个人最痛苦的人就是在地上没有盼望的。
The most pitiful person in this world is one without hope.
自杀的人绝大部分都是因为没有盼望的。
Predominantly those who committed suicide are those who have no hope.
没有任何东西让他有力量再活下去。
There's nothing left in this life that would cause him to continue to live.
他可能不被原谅，可能不被了解，可能不被接纳，可能对未来完全失去了兴趣。
Perhaps he's not accepted, he's not understood, he is not forgiven, and for the future days ahead, he's lost all hope.
但是当复活的耶稣在我们里面的时候，
But when the risen Christ is in us,
每一个环境，每一个挑战都是机会。
Every single circumstances, every single challenge becomes an opportunity.
我们可以来借着这个机会来经历复活，让复活来替我们。
And through these opportunities, we may experience resurrection. That resurrection can live for us.
胜过我们的疾病，胜过我们的软弱，胜过我们的败坏，胜过我们一切的绝望。
Over our illnesses, over our weaknesses, our corruption, all of our hopelessness, hopelessness.
到我们这种年纪的人其实是越来越绝望，因为身体会越来越糟。
For those who are reaching my age, you're becoming more and more hopeless because our body is perishing.
讲到车子越来越烂，早晚有一天要故障。
And when I think about our cars, when it gets older and older, you know one day it's going to break down.
不像年轻的时候开新车那么快乐。
It's not like the days when I'm young and the car is brand new, I'm just full of joy when I'm driving it.
天天这里有问题，轮胎又破了，喇叭又不行了，又没有油了， now, 一大堆问题。
Now all of a sudden I got to change the tires, it's lacking oil, it'sGot problems with the horns. All sorts of problems comes up.
但是当基督是我们的生命的时候，
But yet when Christ is our life,
当基督成了我们荣耀的盼望的时候，
When Christ becomes our glorious hope,
我在我每一个的环境里面，我可以来经历到他的能力要在我的软弱上显得完全。
In every single one of my circumstances, I will experience that His power has more than sufficient in all of my weaknesses.
我在每一个环境里面可以见证。宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我。
His power is made perfect, and I'm going to testify that the power in this earthen vessel is of God, is not of myself.
有一个力量是我原来没有的。
There is a power that was not in me.
那我四面受敌，不被困住，心里作难，不致失望，遭逼迫不被丢弃，打倒了不至于死亡。换句话说，我可以胜过所有的挑战。
I am struck down, I'm not without hope. Speaking of the fact that I can face.All the challenges that is before me.
因为有一个新的生命，有一个新的力量，有一个新的盼望在我里面。
Because there's a new hope, there's a new life, there is that is in me.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个得救的人，我们心中最感谢主的事情。
And brothers and sisters, this is something that every single one of us who are saved should be most thankful for.
这是神赐给每一个人 最宝贵的礼物就是把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我。
This is the most precious gift that God has given to us, His Son Jesus Christ.
所以在丹麦有一句很有名的话，他说：“生命是神赐给我们的礼物。”
There's a famous saying that the life is a present given to us by God.
而我们怎么样子善用我们的生命，是我们献给神的礼物。
How we live our lives is a present that we would give back to God.
我一回头六十年这么快就过去了。
I turn back, 60 years has gone by.
我不可能再有六十年。
I don't believe I will have another 60 years.
我根本不知道我还有几年。
I don't even know how many years I have left.
弟兄姊妹，多么希望当我们去见主的时候，不管我经过多少的失败，多少的软弱，我希望我余生的每一天都是有意义有价值的。
But this is how I pray that when I go see my Lord, it doesn't matter how weak I may feel,I pray that every single day that I live from this day forward is a day of value in His sight.
这真的是神给我们最贵重、最贵重的礼物。
And I will tell you, it's the most precious gift that God has given us.
不管你在地上收过什么礼物啊。
It doesn't matter what kind of present you receive in this world.
就算是你最喜欢的车、最喜欢的房子，都远远不能跟基督相比。
If it's a car that you like the most, or even the greatest mansion that you could dream of,It cannot be compared with Jesus Christ.
当我们所以听见有些人为了一份爱情，为了一个罪恶的享受，为了世界一个更高薪的工作，连主都不要了，太可惜了。
When we hear the story when people will forsake the Lord, for a great romance, for a great job, for a great raise, we say, what a tragic loss, what's a tragic, an exchange.
才讲了这么伟大的复活。
And when we talk about such a great thing as resurrection,
这个复活要跟我发生关系。
This resurrection must.Have something to do with me.
才真正显出了他在我身上给我的祝福和价值。
Then it will truly reveal the gifts and the value that this has brought into your life.
所以第一个问题就在于我到底有没有接受他。
And the very first question we got to answer is, did I truly receive it?
圣经上告诉我们，人有了神的儿子就有生命。没有神的儿子就没有生命。
The scripture tells us, he who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
在神的眼中，
In God's eyes,
没有神的儿子，
either you do not have his Son,
就是白活，
then you live in vain.
不管人怎么夸奖你，
it doesn't matter how people give you all sorts of accolades.
在神的眼中如同没有生命。
And the eyes of God is as if you have never lived.
两个多礼拜以前我在南加州参加一个聚会啊。
About 2 weeks ago in Southern California, I was in a service.
有一个讲员，他是科学方面的人才。
And a particular, the speaker on that day, he was very gifted, very knowledge in the area of science.
他说光光中国政府啊。
He said just the Chinese government alone.
准备在未来5年里面造80万个机器人。
In the next 5 years, they want to develop 800,000 robots.
Very, very good.、Huh?
Praise God.
80万个机器人。
800,000 robots.
啊，所以有很多人要失业了。
So a lot of people in China is going to lose their jobs.
因为这些 robot 24小时不需要睡觉。
Because these robots, they don't need a rest. 24 hours a day.
绝对不会偷懒。
They will never be lazy.
而且他完全 follow instruction.
And they will follow the instruction to the T.
上面怎么交代他完全做。
However it's commanded it to do, he will function.
不需要薪水。
They don't need a salary.
什么东西都是一流的。今天所以他进到各行各业，很多人都要失业了。
So everything, they're able to do practically anything. So any particular occupation, we're going to see loss of jobs.
然后他放了一个小 video clip.
And so he showed us a particular small clip.
就是去年对日抗战70周年。
I'm sorry.
对，是对日本打仗70年
70th anniversary of the war with Japan.
因为日本的首相安倍老是不肯道歉。Japan 的 Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister of Japan, he refused to apologize.
所以他们造了一个一模一样的机器人安倍的像。
So China created a robot that looked just like him, the Prime Minister of Japan.
站在那个上海的展览所里面，一直跟所有过来的人道歉，对不起。
And it was displayed in Shanghai, and everyone that walks by this Prime Minister during the time of war.
哇，很多人都很惊讶，跑过去搂着他跟他照相啊。
They would keep apologizing and apologizing, and everybody was moved, and they would go and take a picture with this robot.
你知道当他鞠躬的时候，那个头发稀稀疏疏的，就像我们这种老人掉了很多头发一模一样。
And the lack of hair that he had as he bowed was exactly the same as when he was alive.
你不肯说，我就让你说个够。
You're unwilling to say it. I'm going to make you say it.
弟兄姊妹，这是机器人，照得像跟真的一样。
And this robot was made to look just like a real person.
将来不止八十万个人，你家里面连老婆可能都换机器人。
Not to say 800,000, maybe one day you're going to think about having a robot instead of a wife.
这是我二十年前 在一个基督教的文章杂志上就已经看到了。
20 years ago, I heard this particular prediction in an article in a magazine.
你有最好的朋友，你有最好的老师，你有最好的秘书，你有最好的什么，每一样都可以用机器人来替代，但是没有生命。
You have the best of friends, you have the best of secretary, you have the best of anything. None of these things can replace life.
今天的假花做得比真花还漂亮。
Some of the fake flowers that we see today, they look more real than the real ones.
今天的假水果做得比真水果还要丰满，还要成熟。
False fruits, they look like they're more mature, they're fuller, they're healthier than real fruits.
听了弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友们，在神的眼中，没有基督就如同死掉。
Brothers, sisters, friends, if you do not have Christ, you are as if you are dead.
就连我是基督徒了，我不靠基督而活，我在神的眼中如同白活。
Even for a Christian, if I do not live by Christ, I've lived in vain.
所以我信从基督，我才能够得着复活。
So my faith in Christ allows me to receive resurrection.
哥罗西书二章十二节说：“你们既然受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信。”那叫他从你复活神的功用。
So Corinthians chapter 2 tells us you were buried with him in baptism in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
这是神给我们最好的礼物。
And again, this is the greatest present that God has given us.
我真的算我求你们所有还没信耶稣的今天离开这里都打开心愿意接受这位伟大的主。
I am begging you, those who have not yet come to faith in Christ, that you would open up your heart to receive Jesus Christ into your heart.
不是叫你接受一个宗教的道理。
I'm not asking you to receive a religious doctrine.
不是去接受一个做人的道理。我们中国人有太多做人的道理。
I'm not asking you to receive a principle for life. We as Chinese, we know we have a lot of good sayings and principles.
不是叫你去接受一个宗教，因为宗教都是好的。
I'm not asking you to receive a religion because all religions are good.
我们是要我们来接受这位伟大的神。
I am asking you to receive this great and awesome God.
接受他伟大的生命。
To receive this great life.
不晓得我们整个人生要起多大的改变、啊。
You will not begin to imagine the transformation that will take place in your life.
而且他不光愿意把这个生命给我们。
Not only is he willing to give this life to you.
什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
Whatever kind of life you possess, that's the type of life you will live.
鱼在海中，他的生活跟天上的飞鸟就是不一样。
A fish in the ocean, he possesses a life that is different from the life of a bird in heaven.
我这个旧造的人，我这个亚当的后代，充满罪性的人，我怎么可能活出神的圣洁？
This old creation, this old Adam, how is it possible that I can live out the newness of life?
我怎么能够活出耶稣满了爱、满了荣美的性情？
How is it possible for me to live out Christ, who's full of love, full of beauty in His life?
我如果不先成为他的儿女，我怎么可能有外面这些行为呢？
If I do not first become a child of God, how is it that I can live that way?
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里，我们要感谢神，他不仅仅把生命给了我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord. Not only have we received His life,
他要让这个生命从我们里面能够活出来。
But His life would be able to live out through us.
他不是让我们封在里面而已。
It's not for it to be hidden inside.
基督在地上怎样把神的荣耀完全彰显出来
？Christ, how He magnified His Father as He was on earth.
今天一模一样的生命在我们里面。
Today, that same life is in you and it's in me.
一模一样的生命在我们里面。
The exact same life.
所以基督能够把父神完全的荣耀彰显出来。
So because Christ is able to magnify the life of His Father.
那今天在我们里面。
So today in us.
为什么保罗劝我们
Why would Paul admonish us?
要在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气
But no matter where you are, that the fragrance of Christ and knowing Him would be known.
我活不出基督，这是我的问题
If I cannot live out Christ, that's my problem.
不是我里面的东西出问题
It's not that something inside is a problem.
是我对不起他
It is I have fallen short to what was entrusted inside of me.
今天如果基督真的从我们里面出来的话
But if Christ truly is able to be lived out through us.
你不晓得我们周围有多少的人
Oh, brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine how many people around us.
不光会羡慕我们
Not only would they admire us.
他们会因着我们而愿意认识耶稣
But because of you and me, They would want to come to know Jesus.
我在宣教大会里面听到一个数字让我很感动。
And I heard these numbers in the conference for evangelism. I was very moved.
在这过去100年里面。
In the past 100 years.
从1900年等于20世纪开始。
From 1900 at the beginning of the 20th century.
到现在。
To this day.
我念几个数字给你，对它是一个很大的挑战。
I'll give you some numbers, a great challenge for me, so Pastor Yu has written it down for me.
20世纪刚开始的时候。
At the beginning of the 20th century,
亚洲2200万的基督徒。
Asia had about 22 million Christians.
Really right, huh? 现在
today,
到2005年
2005,
有三亿个人。
There are 300 million.
有三亿的基督徒。
300 million Christians.
所以增加了14倍。
Increase in 14 fold.
那中国呢？
What about China alone?
光光中国
China.
从1950年
In 1905,
不管是大陆解放或大陆沦陷以后
whether you call it the fall of China or the setting free of China,
到现在
to this day,
在解放以前、沦陷以前，大概不到100万
there was not more than about 1 million.
听好哈，不到100万
Not more than a million Christians.
现在已经将近1亿
Today, there are 100 million Christians.
所以亚洲增长了14倍，在中国光在中国增长了100倍。
Asia, the Christian has increased in number by 14 folds, but in China alone, it has increased by 100 folds.
亚洲是100多年涨了14倍，中国三四十年涨了100倍。
Again, Asia, over a span of about 100 years, only grew 14 times, but within a span of about 30 years, China grew 100 times.
在非洲
In Africa,
多少宣教士去被杀了，被吃了。
So many missionaries who went, they were killed or they were eaten.
但是福音总是传到非洲了。
But yet the gospel.
2000年
The gospel went to Africa.
在1900年，二十世纪刚开始的时候。
At the beginning of the 20th century.
非洲大概有800万的基督徒。
Africa had about 8 million Christians.
他们现在有三亿五千万的基督徒。
There are now 350 million Christians.
他们增加了44倍。
They increased by 44 folds.
福音像火一样烧起来。
The gospel is burning like a wildfire.
南美洲离我们最近的。
South America, closest to us.
同样的，在1900年的时候。
About in right at the start of the 1900s.
基督徒不到70万。
There's only about 0.7 million Christians.
不到70万
700,000
现在他们有1亿7千万增加了243倍
There are now 170 million is increased by 243 times
那我们知道现在回教徒让他们 信神是很难的事情
We know that for Muslims to come to Christ is something very very difficult
他们被家族赶出去甚至被比方激进派会杀掉他们
And they may either be forsaken by their family members or they may even be killed
印尼是一个非常非常回教化的国家。
And when we come to look at Indonesia, Indonesia is one country that is its primary religion is in Islam.
在他们过去25年里面
，In the past 25 years,
有1200万个回教徒改信基督徒。
There are 12 million Muslims that came to faith in Jesus Christ.
你知道这些东西难道自动发生的吗
？Run sister, do you think these things just happen casually?
难道不是因为这些光、这些盐、这些基督徒进到了黑暗的世代中吗
？It is because light, Christians have entered into darkness.
我们不光在这里相信耶稣复活。
We do not simply come and believe Jesus is the risen one.
我们在这里活出这个复活的大能。
But we live out the power of His resurrection.
我们不光为光做见证。
Not only do we give witness to this light.
主说你们就是世界的光。
But the Lord says you are that light.
弟兄姊妹，我们要兴起发光啊
！Brothers, we need to rise up and shine.
不要再天天看自己的软弱败坏。
Do not look at our weaknesses and our sins every day.
不要天天在看自己的家庭、自己的孩子、自己的薪水的问题。
Focus on our own problems, our families, our kids, and our work, our jobs.
我们有这么伟大的神是我们的主。
This great and almighty God is our Lord.
有这么伟大的福音和救恩是我们的产业。
This such great salvation, this gospel is our inheritance.
有这么伟大的生命是我们的里面的能力和动力。
This great life that is inside of us, our motivation, our power.
弟兄姊妹要过不一样的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live a different life.
我们不要回去又是过一样的生活。
Do not turn back to the life. life that we used to live.
我不甘心活得这么低下，这么狭窄。
I do not live in such a lowly life where you're so bound.
不甘心再让那个已经被打败的撒旦今天继续来欺骗我们。
Do not let the Satan who has already been defeated to lie to you any longer.
他早就被基督废掉了。
He's already been done with.
但今天他常常来践踏我们。
And yet today we're still under his feet.
他常常羞辱我们。
He still brings us into shame.
把我们丢在各样的痛苦里面。
And he throws us into all sorts of misery.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心起来。
My brother and sister, do not be reluctant.
靠着复活生命的大能为主做见证。
By the power of his resurrection, give witness to Christ.
然后我们在各处都来显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
So no matter where we are, we give forth the fragrance and the knowledge of Christ.
在罪的人身上做死的香气，叫他死，让罪恶不能存留。
That in a group of people, that the fragrance of death would be magnified, that they can no longer live.
在那的人身上做活的香气，叫他活。
But another group of people, that the fragrance of life may cause them to live.
保罗说这件事情谁能够担当得起呢？
Paul says, who can endure? Who can do these things?
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
这是何等荣耀的事情。
What a glorious thing.
我要结束的时候，我在读腓立比书第二章。
As I come to the conclusion, I want to read Philippians chapter 2.
从第六节开始。
From verse 6, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
这是一节太宝贵的经文。
This is something that is so precious.
我们从第六节开始。
We'll start from verse 6.
我们一直读到第十一节。
We'll come to verse 11.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。第九节、第十节，我们用英文再读一遍，好不好
？In English, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth.
不仅仅父神已经把基督高举了
，Not only does the Father highly exalt Christ，
也希望我们今天每一个基督徒的生命都是在这里高举。
I pray that every single one of the lives of the believers would exalt Jesus Christ。
我们的旧人旧造跟基督已经一同埋葬。
Our old creation, we were buried with Him。
现在活着的不再是我，是基督。
Today it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me。
他将他复活的生命赐给我们。
His resurrected life has been given to us。
不是要把我们，不是要把他。关在洞里面的。
It's not to be hidden in a cave.
不是要把它辖制在一个范围里的。
It's not to be bound in a particular area.
它是要来接收我整个人。
But to come and take over my entire person.
让我一举一动都有新生的样式。
That every act, every move will have the newness of life.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
It's just as if Christ has risen through the glory of the Father.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。